السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. A multiple message for me and you and everybody else. When I look today to people traveling in a plane, in a bus, in a car, and even sitting in the house, what we do, may Allah forgive me, a man like me with a big beard, kufi, and his wife with niqab, 6-7 hours watching movie, one after another, non-stop. Everybody like that, either iPad, iPhone, laptop, movie, talking, nonsense, Facebook, argue. And something hit me when I was talking to different people, and I have to share it with you, extremely important. The topic of sama'a and istima'a. Sama'a, when you listen to things, for enjoyment, just for the heck of it, for feeling. Istima'a, when you listen with a thinking, with focus. I remember my father, rahmatullahi alayh, when I was young, his teachers teaching him, the first thing we teach is to sit. After to sit, how to listen. After to listen, how to digest and think. After that, how to dialogue and talk with manner and adab. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, because lack of Islam, lack of Iman, lack of dhikrullah, wrong upbringing from home, school, your college, you name it. What we learn? To be argumenter. To be ready to attack. To have ego. To have self-center. To believe in what I want and that's it. Not ready to listen to even a good criticism or a dialogue. Where it coming from? Like my father, rahmatullah alayhi, my father, rahmatullah alayhi, tell me, always go to Quran. Chapter Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 204. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If Quran has been recited, listen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not keep it this way. He said, listen, وَأَنصِتُوا attentively, focus, give respect. Maybe you will gain rahmah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, even today when we listen to Quran, when we read Quran, we can read Quran and listen because I want something. I want barakah. I want blessing. I want knowledge. I want to comprehend something. This not listening to Quran. You see, the early people said, number one, you respect the talker. You respect the speaker. You respect who is talking to you. And when you do that, you listen with humble. You try to understand what he's talking about. You try to comprehend what he's talking about. Not your way, his way. This is extremely important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Taha, chapter 20, verse 13, when he talked to Musa alayhi salam, the first time he talked to Musa alayhi salam, what he said, وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. I choose you, listen to what I am going to say. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, listen to what I'm going to say. When you study Arabic, this emphasizes the importance of what I'm going to say, meaning listen carefully, ya Musa. Be alert. Be critical listener. Today we lost it, my brother and sister in Islam. We lost to be a critical listener. Why? When somebody's talking, I'm busy already of what I want, or what I want say, or what I want say, whatever. And we take it as a challenge. We take it as offense. We take it as intimidation. We take Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we do not know how to dialogue. And if somebody asks me or talk to me and give me advice or talk to me about something I don't like, I get intimidated. Quick! Wallahi, I know people in my life, they get intimidated like fire just to say something is not according to their will or desire or their own state of mind. They get intimidated in no time to the point they cannot listen, they cannot comprehend, and they can go to a cycle of try to prove their point, which I don't even know if they are alert and aware about what is the point. Where is coming to, from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 73, يا أيها الناس الله كل people all you people ضرب مثلا فاستمعوا له I will give you example listen carefully again imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me listen today if I tell you to listen what do you want I'm here I'm listening you don't have to talk to me like that I'm not a child we get intimidated from each other too much Chapter 72, Al-Jinn. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when some jinn went, istama'a nafarun min al-jinn. When the jinn hear the wahy, they do sama'a, istima'a. They did istima'a. They listen carefully. Allah call it, listen carefully. This why, when they listen carefully, they run to their people and they said, we listen to a message today. Meaning they take it very seriously. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is a big topic. I can talk to you about it later, inshallah, for those who want. We do not know how to listen. We do not know how to train our kids to listen. We do not know how to train our kids to dialogue. We take everything in an unorder with anger, intimidation. We take everything personally. And we go to different level of emotion and we allow shayateen to come. Where it coming from? Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah and end of time is everyone will like what he wants. Everyone, he like his own opinion and division, 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 division. Where it coming from? Again, ego. Big time. You want to know? Very simple. If you are in a state of dhikrullah, a state of ubudiyya, a state of istiqama with Allah, the state of heart is different. The state of mind is different. Now the state of hearing is different. Somebody might tell me, but what this has to do with the people in the plane and people watching TV and iPad and iPhone and laptop? It's very simple. Look what you allow your ear to hear and you allow your eyes to see. What it will do? Manipulate what? Ghafla, heedlessness, ego, arrogance, shayateen. Can you be guided by Allah during the state? No way. You not belong to Allah. Now imagine if I all of a sudden try to take you to a really a good conversation. You cannot take it. You cannot. It's not you. It's your own shayateen will not allow you. He will not allow you to go to a certain level of benefit. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, in case I die, take this from me. Train to know how to sit, how to listen, how to dialogue. And this, you have to do it with someone you respect. It will never happen another way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to sit, how to listen. And later on, Allah teach him how he talk. And he teaches us all this. But today, if you ask me, our habit, our custom, our thinking, our thought has nothing to do with Islam, has nothing to do with Allah, has nothing to do with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are manipulated and bombarded by shayateen, by our nafs, by our culture, by our whatever, by colonialism, you name it, you name it, you name it. By the way, when the time comes to listen, we cannot. Even to Quran, we cannot. Even to Hadith, we cannot. It will fly over our head. And we're not going to benefit from it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He asks us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who said, Allah is our Lord, and after that they have stood fast with Allah. Go study the topic of istiqama in Islam. Can I sit watching movie for hour and be in a state of iman? Can I go in Facebook and go from one place to another in the iPhone and I be in a state of iman? Can I? Can I be in a state of ghafla most of the time? Oh, something came in my heart extremely important. Imagine if I'm in the middle of all this. Who is my companion? Shaitan. Who manipulate me? Shaitan. Who manipulate my heart? Shaitan. Now, Shaitan, tell me, listen to me. Sometimes we think we listening, or we talking, or we thinking to someone. You know who is somebody? Shaitan. Or shayateen. They take me to a roller coaster. Movie after movie, drama after drama, genetic, you name it. I have no time to dhikr Allah. I have no time to think about Allah. I have no time to love Allah. I have no time to convert my thinking toward akhirah and the grave. I have no time to think about my death. Subhanallah. Death in the front of us, we hear it in the news, is coming to us, and I'm in a state of ghafla, like I will never die. What more than that? Tell me, what more than that? Even in Quran, you will find out many advice in our Quran end up to those who believe, to those who have yaqeen, to those who believe in akhirah, to the meaning Quran is not for everyone. This is why today you find a lot of atheists study Quran very well. Study it very well, but they are atheists. My dear brother and sister in Islam, two topics in here. Please be alert and aware about what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're thinking. And remember, you will never know able to know how to think unless you are in a state of dhikrullah. Your state of dhikrullah, your iman is alive, your thinking is alive. Your thinking will be guided by Allah. You're not dhikrullah, you're assuming future, or assuming. A lot of people assuming, and go back and forth, future, this, who do that again? Shaitan. Make me lose my calm, my sakina, my tuma'nina, assuming everything which is not belong to Allah. And you know what the musibah is? I find the majority of people who do the assuming, when you talk to them, they tell you you're assuming. Anyway, my brother and sister in Islam, is a big, big topic. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, please Humble yourself to Allah, dhikrullah, unite your heart to Allah, and learn how to listen. If you fail to listen to Quran, you will never able to listen to me. Don't ever forget that. And imagine what you can teach to your children, what you can converse with other. This is why today we fail the dialogue and conversation with each other, and we become so emotional, so quick, to the point every conversation, it become argumenter, become intimidation, become this and that, becoming like you assuming, I'm assuming, when you tell me, he tell me, and all of a sudden, it become a shayateen conversation. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, please save your time, save your ear, learn to spend some time with Allah, unite yourself with Allah, don't think about the future, beg Allah to guide you, always ask Allah for guidance and wisdom, do what you have to do with ikhlas, and don't worry about the outcoming. Allah inshallah will put barakah in it for you. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, please, please learn how to have basic istiqamah. You will never be good when you have goodness, badness, goodness, badness, goodness, badness, goodness, badness, and a roller coaster of abusing your time, abusing your ear, abusing your eye, with all the things will not benefit you, dunya and akhirah. And if you drop dead, you will never able to talk to Allah and said, Allah, I did it for you. Is no ikhlas. Is no ikhlas at all. May Allah give us ikhlas. May Allah give us istiqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gain our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always the company of Allah and dhikrullah for sabilillah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. This topic is big. I wish to talk to you more, but just a reminder. Think about it, because you will do the same thing to your children and all environment around you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.